Jesse and Jules. This is Hit.
Good morning, happy Monday, and it could be a very happy Monday. A couple of things that are happening to WA.
What?
Tourism-wise, right?
Yeah.
So the tourism minister for WA has gone into a bunch of these tourism projects that have just died from red tape, as is like pretty standard with government stuff.
Yeah.
And they've decided to push a few things ahead to try and really get them up and about, because it's been 25 years since WA has got like a major new tourist attraction, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
says this will be great for like boosting, you know, tourist numbers, like for people to visit the West Coast.
Exactly. And so they've shown us the wish list of things of projects that they'd like to save.
What's on it?
I will say it is very Perth based. There's not a lot of literally zero love for regional WA in this list. But if you are visiting Perth, this is quite interesting. I'll give you a couple because there's a big long list. But the Swan River Zip Line.
Oh, yes, have heard of that.
This is one that, we spoke about a little while ago.
Oh, so it doesn't actually exist.
So a few months ago, we talked about this as an idea. Apparently, it's already dead in the water.
Oh, right? Damn it.
But it would run on the new bridge near Optus Stadium. So that one will apparently be like an 80-kilometre-an-hour zip line. So that would be pretty cool. Thermal baths by the Swan River. Thermal baths on Rottnest. Barbecue boys in the Swan River.
Oh, okay. So explain, because
you could pull your boat up to a floating barbecue.
Yes, that's exactly what I pictured.
Like a picnic park.
That's
awesome.
But
on the river. That's really cool. Then eco-accommodation in Kings Park, which is essentially like treehouse accommodation in Kings Park. So there's really
not just a hammock that's just like strung from one tree to the other?
Nah, the full kit.
Cool.
So there is some really cool things on that. So, I mean, they're talking the talk, but we'll see whether they walk the walk. We'll find out if any of those projects actually do get across the line, because they are pretty ambitious. But, we'll keep you up to date with that one. Now, up next, you want to have a little bit of a chat tonight.
I do, because, you know, you made me do the Busso Jetty Swim, which I'm glad I did. Also with the Mundabiddy bike ride.
Face your fears, conquered
very
it.
Very happy I did that as well, too. But I feel like, you know, at the start, you just kind of like threw me in all this stuff.
Dragged
and
you
I didn't get mad, but I did get even.
Oh, no.
And next, I'm going to reveal to you what I've done. It's happening this weekend in Kalgoorlie. Yes, we're heading to Kalgoorlie.
I'll do it next.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I have been waiting for this moment to shine for so long, I find.
Okay.
We've been doing a lot of stuff on the show. Mm. A lot of physical challenges that we do, mainly that have been brought up by you. Busso Jetty Swim.
That was something on my bucket list.
Bike ride. Yep. I mean, they were all things that I would love to do, and I'm glad we did them.
And you found such a passion in bike riding.
Oh, my gosh, haven't I? But I've been, like, waiting to come across something that I could put to you and make you do, and make you do alone, too, because I'm not having any part of this. But, I mean, you're pretty experienced, because I have seen you ride a skateboard. Or what do you call it? Do you call it ride a skateboard? Skate?
A longboard, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought it was because you make the longboard look like a normal board. That's how tall you are. Anyway, last week, right, talking with the boss, and we're heading to Kalgoorlie.
We are, yeah.
For their youth fest that's happening on Saturday, which turns out they also have like a skate scoot or like in BMX competition.
Right.
So, being that you're a skater and all,
no.
I've entered you in.
No, that is a very different thing. I can't.
Can you ollie?
No.
Yes, you can. Well,
no, I can just get by on a longboard because it's the easiest thing in the world to ride. Anyone who's ridden one knows that it's like it's hard to fall off because they're so big. It's easy to balance.
So what you're saying is yes, you will be doing this.
But no, skating a skateboard is a very different concept to riding a longboard, and it's way harder.
Have you been in a skate park on your board?
I've been in a skate park with a board, but I've never actually got on.
Have you dropped
I can't.
In?
No, because I genuinely can't. We went through a phase when I was a kid.
No, okay, whoa. No such thing as can't, remember, Jesse, when I was trying to swim in the ocean, and I was like, I can't do it. And you were like, yes, you can, George.
But we knew that you could swim. It was just the depth that was concerning for you.
It's same with the half pipe, right?
No, there's
just
I cannot do it
depth.
At all.
It's happening this Saturday. I have already entered you in.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Already spoke to James Pervin. He's happy about it. He's excited for it. There's going to be people there, like instructors from Freestyle Now, that can teach you how to do it.
I hope they know.
Get excited, all the youth in Kalgoorlie. You're going to Youth Fest this Saturday. Jesse will be dropping in on that half pipe.
If you really enjoy those stack videos on YouTube,
get the camera.
Get ready for those.
Get your points out, ready to
There's
going to
be a few of those this weekend, I reckon.
Now,
at hits.com.au.
Okay, so I want you to imagine this, right? It's your wedding day.
Mm.
You know, you're at the reception, and your best man gets up and starts doing his speech about how great, you know, the couple are.
Yeah.
But then proceeds to talk about that he has created a breakup bet.
Oh,
now, if you don't know what these breakup bets are, this is where you obviously put in money.
Yeah.
And you write a year that you think that the bride and groom will get divorced.
Yeah, a betting pool.
Which is, oh my gosh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't this something that you don't tell the bride and groom?
Yeah.
Because I have heard about this before. This guy told everyone about it in his speech.
Wow.
Which, obviously, the bride was not too happy with.
Yeah.
But this is where this guy was like, oh, my intentions were honourable. Like, $50 was the minimum bet.
Yeah.
They got up to $3,000. That's how many people were actually...
So all the guests were thinking...
All the guests were writing the year that they thought that the bride and groom...
Even the guests reckon it's doomed.
Yes. So here's the thing, though. He's like, no, the bride and groom will win in the end if they stay together. Because if they stay together past 2041, they'll actually pocket themselves $3,000.
That's pretty...
So if they get divorced on a certain year, whoever put in that bid... would win the money, but if they get it past 2041, the bride and groom get $3,000.
Can you imagine being the person who wins the bet, though, and, like, as your friend is getting divorced,
oh,
you're like,
gosh.
Hey, mate, also you owe me $3,000.
Exactly right. But here's the thing. I mean, he was he feels really bad that he did this.
Yeah.
But mainly he feels really bad because he didn't get to explain it properly.
Right.
So this has obviously gone online because he's spoken about it online so he can try and get his sorries across.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the bride just couldn't stop crying and had to get up and leave. And that is the last thing you want to be thinking about on your bloody wedding day.
It's awful when a joke doesn't land at a wedding.
Yeah. Mm. You would know, wouldn't you?
I would know, yeah.
None of your jokes have landed. You're always the MC at a wedding, is what I'm saying.
I MC my brother's wedding. I made a joke about them expecting everyone to have a good night.
Right.
And in that gap,
my
grandparents all just thought that they were pregnant.
Jesse!
And they didn't listen to anything after that.
Oh.
And so they came running over and Mum goes to me, he's like, you will fix this.
Oh my gosh.
Fix it now.
What'd you
do? I was like, yes, Mum. I had to go and chat to my nan.
I love it. If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the adult stories that are just a bit more risque, so put him early in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning...
Yes.
It is a little bit sexual.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
Not in the fun way.
Oh, talking, not how I like him.
We're talking diseases this
morning. Oh, okay. Mm, mm.
But bear with me because this might be useful information for you. You know how, I think it was about last year we heard the story out of the UK where they're getting super gonorrhea or something and it's not reacting to treatment?
No, I don't, but okay.
Well, unfortunately, there has been another development with that particular disease.
Yeah.
Is that researchers in Melbourne have found that it could potentially be possible to transmit it through kissing.
Oh, my goodness.
So you don't even have to be doing the deed.
Okay.
And, they did a study on 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And 6% were transmitting it through kissing.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Wow. So what are they saying you have to do now? Like, because, I mean, you can protect yourself other ways if it's done.
Exactly right.
Through intercourse. But, like, how are you supposed to protect yourself against kissing?
Well, that's the thing is that there's no, like, no one's ever thought of this before. So there's
of... Imagine this, right? Like, imagine if they had these, like, little tester, like, swabby things, like they do when they do DNA testing, right?
Mm.
You could take out with you. say you're out partying and then the guy goes to kiss you and you're like, wait, hold up. Let me just swab this mouth area.
I ain't rejecting you.
I'm just going to test you out first.
And I love that that's where you went because we were out on the weekend and I saw there's quite a few people getting a little bit, you know.
Were you kissing off?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately not. So, you know, I'm very well protected.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
After a big weekend, I'm sure, for a lot of people out there, you know, a lot of people spoiling their mums and all sorts of things like
spoiling themselves even.
Yeah, did a bit of that. It's time to get a little bit motivational. I don't know who needs to hear this, but some hard truths this morning, something that might perk you up. And I want to kick something off. I want to do something a little different here this morning.
Okay.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you love your friends, flat out call them and tell them. You don't need to give any other reason than that.
That is so beautiful and so true. One of my girlfriends just messaged me from the East Coast saying she's listening in.
Yeah.
And that she loves me and she misses me. Oh,
and doesn't it make you feel so great?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, well, I spent, like, I had such a good weekend. It was my birthday party this weekend. I had such a good time. And I just spent, like, surrounded by people that I love and I just mean so much to me. And I thought about it afterwards. And I was like, man, I'm so lucky. And I called a bunch of them and was just like, no other reason for the call except you're awesome and you should know it kind of thing.
Oh, I didn't get a call.
Yeah, well, you and I had many conversations on Saturday night. So.
Okay, mine is from Saturday night as well. And it may be directed to myself. Julie, you definitely need to hear this. Tequila does not solve all your problems. They create them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now, actually, speaking of tequila, I need you to do me a fave.
Yeah.
And a very important one. I left my jacket at the hotel room that I stayed in.
Yeah.
That I really want back, but I'm too embarrassed to call the hotel to say that I want it back, and I want you to do it for me.
Okay.
After the show, we'll do that.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
We're doing Am I Right, Julesy?
Yes, and I want to know this morning, am I right? Are all Ryans hot?
Mm.
Every Ryan I've ever come across has been hot.
Plus, pretty nice from the sounds of things as well.
Yeah, I mean, some of them.
Attractive personality.
Oh, there was one back at school that was a bit of an ass. But, I mean, as I've grown, like, you know, gone through the years and met Ryans, majority of them are very, very good looking.
Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, your mate Ryan from over the weekend, good looking flow. Funny as well.
And it is like it seems to be a running theme.
Yeah.
And so we did put the question out to find out if you are right. And lo and behold, Ryan from Kalgoorlie. Good morning,
bloody
mate.
Hell. How are
you? Yeah, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Good. Ryan, you sound hot.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as pretty attractive. I'm just about to get off and go to the gym, actually.
Oh, confident, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what's your most attractive feature, Ryan?
What's not attractive about me?
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Probably your humility, I would have thought.
Yeah. I'd say my hair and my eyes.
Okay.
I think I'm a pretty nice guy with the ladies, so yeah.
Right.
Your hair. Okay.
Have you thanked your parents for giving you the name?
Oh, I thanked my mum yesterday for Mother's Day. Took her out for a nice lunch and a little bit of dinner. So,
He is attractive. He's a mum, good with his mum as well. Good on you, mate.
Ryan, have you met other Ryans? Obviously.
We are a pretty good-looking bunch.
Right?
I'd say I'm the best-looking out of a really good bunch, though.
But, out of all the names, I reckon the Ryans are the hottest.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they are. They're all pretty good-looking, like you said. And that guy, the radio guy in America... Who's he?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
He's a good looking
dude. He is good looking too.
That is very true. Do I get a little bit of it because my middle name's Ryan, mate? Or does it not work like that?
No, it doesn't really work.
Oh, like see, I was like kind of just going to give him a 50%.
All right, I'm done with Ryan now. I think I'll do that.
You guys ready? You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Okay, Piari from Bunbury, who do you want to go up against, Jesse or myself?
Jesse.
All right. Piari, you want to get in a little bit of trash talk before we start, or are you just happy to go ahead?
Well, let's just go ahead.
Okay. You didn't want... I wouldn't involve any trash talk either. Okay, don't actually have the smarts to back it up, so let's see how we go. Five questions here, Piari. if you want to answer, you got to buzz in with your name. If you get it wrong, then I get a crack at it and vice versa, all right?
Okay,
here we go.
Alrighty, question number one, which is multiple choice. What is the longest river in WA? The Gascoyne River or the Murchison River?
Jesse? The Gascoyne?
True.
Ooh!
865 kilometres, in fact.
Damn, all right. I mean, I just
did you
guess.
Know that one, Piari?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
All right.
It's all right, girl. We got plenty of opportunity. Ed Sheeran's new track, I Don't Care, is a collab with who?
Gary.
Okay, Piari.
Is it Justin Bieber?
Yeah, girl, it is. All right, moving on. 1-1. What sport features the event Tour de France?
Jesse. Cycling.
You're wrong. Damn it. All right, babe. This is a multiple choice question. In Parent Trap, where do the lost twin sisters meet? A, a cruise. B, boarding school. Or C, summer camp.
Jesse.
Gary.
Oh.
Damn it, I should turn your mic off. All right, Jesse, what do you reckon?
It is summer camp.
Yeah.
Yes, one of my all-time favourite movies.
Is it?
Yeah. It came out around the same time as my parents got divorced, so I saw myself.
Oh,
in that
my
girl.
Gosh.
Me and Lilo, we are tight. Sorry, Piari.
Do you guys want the last question or no?
Yeah, do you want to play for a bit of pride here, Piari?
Oh, sure.
All right.
My kids had that answer.
Oh, did they? Good on them.
Okay. India's Taj Mahal is located in which city?
Oh.
Is this
multiple choice?
Okay, no, it isn't.
Damn it.
The answer is Agra.
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 Yeah, okay, cool. Is that the last question?
Yeah, that's it.
That's
done
it.
Done and dusted. Babe, sorry
thank
you missed
you.
Out today.
No worries.
Thanks, Piari. Have a great day. See you later.
You too, bye.
We will. That is all thanks to Pan Pacific Perth. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth. We'll have another shot at it again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
These are my confessions.
Oh, man, I've been waiting for this. It was your birthday over the weekend.
Yeah.
Your birthday party.
Now, it is me confessing this morning. I did have a birthday party over the weekend, and I share it with one of my best friends. For 5 years in a row now, we have shared our birthdays together. And we did a bit of a bar crawl for this one. And there was about 50 people all up going from venue to venue.
It was bloody insane.
And it was a very fun night. But there was a part of the night where we got to another one of the venues and there was a live band.
Yeah.
And we all got down on the dance floor and we were starting to, you know, kind of wind it up a little bit. And they said they're going to do one more song before they take a break.
Yeah.
And it felt like the guys who were in the band were egging us on a little bit because they decided that the last song that they would play before they left was this.
Oh.
Now, there'll be a lot of blokes out there at the moment that are just fighting a compulsion. Because
you're absolutely right.
There is a time-honored tradition with that song.
Yeah.
That when it comes on, and you probably would have seen this at weddings.
I was
going to
say I've only really have ever seen it at weddings.
And the tradition is that all the blokes on the dance floor get in a circle and drop their strides.
Yes.
Now I know that sounds very weird if it's the first time you're hearing this, but I don't know. It's just a thing.
It is. It absolutely is.
And it felt like the band was kind of saying, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to egg you on. We'll okay. set it up for you. You knock
Can
them
I
down.
Can I just say, because I joined
right?
the party very late.
Yeah.
No, that is not what the band was trying to say or do. They were not encouraging you guys to do this. Mm. But, I mean, it goes against their rules.
Mm.
And they weren't too happy about what you guys were doing.
And that's exactly right.
But have your pants on in the pub.
That's exactly right. I don't know why we thought that was okay. But anyway, as soon as the song started, it began to happen, and straight away security came and grabbed a couple of them.
Yep.
Everyone they could grab and dragged them out. And the rest of us all realized, like, okay, this is definitely kind of snapped back to reality and realized, yep, this is not okay.
Yeah.
And so we then joined everyone outside, and it did continue out in front of the pub because you could still hear the band. Got a good reaction from the rest of the pub, actually. Biggest cheer I've ever gotten
literally,
in my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it did get me thinking, what have you been kicked out for?
Oh, yeah. I've never been kicked out of anywhere.
Never?
Never. No. Never been asked to leave anywhere. I mean, I'm sure there's been plenty of times where I should have been.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've never been kicked out.
Now,
unless
I'll...
it's like closing time, which is, that has happened a lot.
That's true.
And they're like, you have to go because we need to, like,
that also
happened
to you on
off.
Saturday night as well, didn't it?
No, I wasn't there till close. You outlasted me.
But I want to know, not, you know, not for fighting or anything like that, but what have you been kicked out for? And it doesn't have to be, you know, an adult venue either. It can be anywhere.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, what did you get kicked out for? Confess this morning. Lee from Allenson, what did you get kicked out for, mate?
Well, I was at a pub.
Yeah.
And I got kicked out for abusing the bouncers because they were trying to kick out the drunk guy who was trying to buy me a drink.
Oh!
You were trying to get the freebie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, brilliant.
So
you
both got kicked out.
Yeah.
Oh, no drink.
Were you happy to let this bloke go after he bought you drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can go after that.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
All right, Jesse, with everything that's breaking over in the States, we've got Dee McCarthy joining us on the phone to tell us about Britney. What is happening?
Guys, Britney Spears, here's the update on her today. Over the weekend, she went to court with her mum and dad.
Yep.
Basically, the mum wants to get access to Britney's medical records, and she's going to help Britney get kind of like a few of the sanctions that are placed on her because of the conservatorship taken off. So, for example, Britney, this is going to blow your mind, right? Britney is not allowed on the internet.
What?
So she has a flip phone.
That's right. You did say she got a flip phone, but she can't go on the internet at all.
At all. And also, she doesn't have any credit cards or any access to money. So they kind of do all of that for her. Which, look, in a way, though, it's been really good because imagine a $300 million fortune could be very stressful.
Absolutely.
She doesn't have to deal with that. They're just no bills, no nothing, no stress, nothing. Just don't even deal with it.
I kind of wish I had something like that in my life.
I also wish I had $300 million.
Yeah, true.
I'd love the $300 mil. I'd happily deal with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happily deal with the bills.
Yeah, I'd give up the internet for $300 mil.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so no phones. See ya. We wouldn't even be crossing. But
no!
$300 mil. Hey, but here's something fascinating. When she left the courtroom, it's really weird. She was walking barefoot.
What?
Out on the street. And it was a bit... It was a bit shave your head moment-y.
Yeah.
It was a bit like, why was she barefoot on the street? Why?
When maybe they couldn't give her... Maybe she had to ask for shoes. They wouldn't give them to her.
Maybe. But look, sending her good luck.
Absolutely. Moving on to Lil Wayne. Now, he's someone who I definitely would love to see live in concert. But he pulled out of a gig for the strangest reason over the weekend.
He did. Here's what happened, right? So when he got to the venue, they were searching everyone, right? Because here's the thing. They just search everyone. Security search everyone. You got to have your pass. So he wouldn't let them search him through the body scanner. Okay, you know when you go to the airport, you go through the thing?
Yeah.
It's like that, right? Anyway, he refused. He was like, I'm performing. I shouldn't have to. And they were like, look, the rules are every single person that walks into this building, don't care who you are, you get scanned, right?
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it. He was so insistent, he pulled out of the gig altogether and didn't perform.
Wow.
Here's the thing, though. Here's something that everyone should totally get, is that, like, I've watched Lady Gaga get patted down. Like, I watched, you know, BTS, you know those boys? I've seen them all go through one at a time through the scanner, like, at the billboard. Like, it's just, this is what they do. You have to. Because, like, what if someone puts something on him? Like, what if he's in his bag?
Yeah.
Someone puts something in his bag.
Absolutely.
So you can't take any chances. So he just acted like a pork chop, pulled out of the gig, and his fans surprisingly are taking his side.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
Bloody hell. Anyway, well, hopefully, you know. I mean, it'd be sad if he did that every time.
Yeah.
Pulled out of all of his gigs that he had to get scanned in. Anyway, moving on to my girl, Cardi B.
Let's talk about some money. Speaking of money, she made $1 million in one day with her new Fashion Nova brand.
Crazy.
$1 million. Jules, have you seen the clothes? What do you think?
I have. You know what? I love it. I just don't have the ass for it. You know, like, I just don't have the booty to fill it out. I mean, otherwise, I would definitely wear her clothes.
Babe, you could dress up as a tree and look like a supermodel. Come on.
Oh, stop it. But yeah, I'm flicking my hair at the moment. By the way, I can't see it. But literally, I would buy her clothes, but my waist is just not, like, little enough in proportion to my ass, you know?
She's amazing.
She is.
So then,
incredible.
In one day.
Oh, babe.
Star power. Star power.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for filling us in this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.